Okay, today's daf is called Basra, daf Kuf Hey, and we are on Kuf Dalet Amud Beis by the Mishnah Mida Bechevel. As we continue in this seventh parak relating to issues of selling items and formulations used at the times of the sale, exact lashons and not exact lashons, and this Mishnah is related to the previous Mishnah. The Mishnah had said on Kuf Gimel Amud Beis, it depends what type of lashon I use when I'm selling an area of land, whether I sell a base kur afar. Mida bechevel. If I don't say that, mida bechevel means I'm very exact. I want exactly this amount, and therefore, if there's any amount missing, less or more, that could be a problem. As the Mishnah said, there piches kol shehu yinache hoser kol shehu yachzer. You have to give it back. And we discussed there why isn't that a mekatos? Right? If you're already medaktik so much, any little amount off should ruin the whole sale. But we discussed there the chilik of the Rashbam betim tatlan and karka v'chul. But our Mishnah talks about what if I use contradictory lashonos? That's the problem. Says the Mishnah, mida bechevel ani mochel lecha hein chaser hein yaser. So mida bechevel sounds like a very exact lashon. It has to be measured by a rope, and then it says hein chaser hein yaser, which means a little bit more, a little bit less. So those are contradictory lashonos, says the Rashbam, third to last line. Homer lechaveiro beis lashonos halalu hasosrin zeze. I see two contradictory phrases. So how exactly am I supposed to understand that? Right? And there might be differences. We've had this in shtaros also. Sometimes in a shtar, you have certain contradictory lashon. Do you go by the beginning of the shtar, the middle of the shtar, or the end of the shtar? So here, there could be differences between a shtar, the written word, and the spoken word. This is the spoken word. So if somebody says, mida bechevel, hein chaser, and yes, sir, so our Mishnah holds, you always go by the latter lashon. Bitel, hein chaser, hein yeser, mida bechevel. The hein chaser, hein yeser phrase undermines and undoes the mida bechevel phrase. And the opposite, hein chaser, hein yeser, mida bechevel. If I say the exact lashon after I say the imprecise lashon, batel, mida bechevel, hein chaser, hein yeser. Divrei Benanas. That is what Benanas holds. Our Mishnah holds, as we would call it, Tfos Lashon Achron, using the Lashon that the Gemara uses elsewhere. Whether you go by the beginning, you go by the end, that is our Mishnah. Amar Rabbi Abba Bar Mamal, Amar Rav, Cholkin Olav Chaveirav Al Benanas. The friends of Benanas argue on him. What do you mean, who's the friends of Benanas? So the Rashbam says, Diliditu on the third line, Havi Mamana Muta Basafik. Because of their Shita, the ones who argue Benanas say that, no, you don't go by automatically Tfos Lashon Achron. This is a case of you don't know what he meant. You don't know if he is Choser Bo, if he's changing his mind, or somehow he just got confused, so you don't know what to do. So, Liditu, Havi Mamana Muta Basafik. And we split it. We've had elsewhere that sheet of Mamon Amut B'Safek is really the sheet of Sumchus, which we have in Maseches Bava Kamma. Not everyone agrees. But we have said also that there are different types of cases of Safek. And there are some cases that the Rabbanan also agree. Mamon Hamuta B'Safek Cholken. Sadafka, we never hold that. Only Sumchus holds that. So this is a case where the Rashbam says those who argue in Benanas would hold Mamon Amut B'Safek. This type of Mamon Amut B'Safek is cholik. Remember, there the classic case of Sumchus is where we don't know what happened. Now we don't know what he meant. Right? There was a calf born from a cow, and we don't know if it was born before the ox gored it or after the ox gored it, and if the ox is going to be chayef. So that's a suffake in Mitzius. Here it's a suffake. What exactly was meant by the person talking? So that's a different type of mamon amud b'safek. So you don't have to say that. Oh, only Sumchus is the one that holds mamon amud b'safek as cholkin, and the Gemara does not here link it, at least according to our Gersa, to Sumchus. So Rav says cholkin alav chaverav al ben anas. Let's stop for a moment. The Ritva here notes two points. Number one, that the machlokas here of the different lashonos is only if you say the lashonos one right after the other. Can't be any break in the middle, says the Ritva. V'havi yodeya, one should know. Shelo nechlak shum adam ela bishnei lashonos shehem techufin. Only if it's one right after another, that's where there's a machlokas. V'la afuke mehahi go not like what we're going to see later on Kuf Samachay, Dilamala Mana, Ulamata, Matayim, Holchenachar Atakto, Jihila Divriako. Right, like we mentioned, the written word might be different. The whole end of Maseches Baba Basra, the last parak, has a lot of halachas having to do with shtaros, and this is included. If you have one amount written on the top of the shtar and one amount on the bottom of the shtar, so you go after the takto jehula devri akol. That is point number one of the Ritva. V'kashali, and then the Ritva says, Heichev shalomar bebeiz lashono smuchid shalo yechazara. How is it possible to assume that he, right, we're saying it has to be where they say one right next to each other. It has to be a chazara. What's the havamina that you don't go after Lashon Tachton? Right? How can we say his chaverim are chalukin alav? Why would you say chalukin? If somebody says two things, wouldn't you say automatically that he's correcting himself and he means the second one and not the first one? Well, what happens when we're davening, we say the same talamata, then we say bracha. What Hashem should say, I'm not sure which he meant. No, we know which one he meant. Whichever one you change to and you're a chozer bo. Right? So well, why shouldn't you say automatically that you always go after the second Lashon? Says the Ritva, v'yesh lomar, d'chayshinan, kivan sha'amar ha'lashon ha'achron, v'lo birer yoser, ki chazar v'nicham al ha'achron, v'rotza b'lashon ha'rishon. He didn't really explain yourself. You know, fine by davening, Hashem understands. It's not such a great mashal. You know, if we're saying something and then we say something else, and we know that you're supposed to say, we're correcting ourselves because we don't have to say Shmona Esrei again, and we want to daven the appropriate hosafa. So that's where, you know, it's obvious. It's obvious what you're doing. Here, it's not so obvious. It's not as obvious, and he should have corrected himself more explicitly. And if he didn't, so that's why there is a reyesa here. We don't know. That's the Ritva's Lashon. Since he wasn't Mevar Yoser, ki chazar v'nicham ala achron v'alarotza b'lashon rishon, right? We don't know exactly, what he meant. That is the Ritva's Lashon. If we look at the Tosfos Rid here also discusses this sheet. Let me just find the Lashon. The Tosfos Rid says, Chalukan alav, he also has a different girsa. Chalukan alav chaverav al sumchis. He brings sumchis in, not the sumchis that we're aware of, but the different sumchis. Pirish sumchis, hayadon es dvarav ki bekivun amram, velonis balbel bilashono. Vekivish bekivun amram, imkin alashon achron ikr, da chazina da hader be mikama. Okay, you never got confused. V'rashoy adam lachzer bo tokadei dibur. Oh, so he doesn't mention just tchufin. He mentions the sugi of tokadei dibur. V'rabbanan savri kisha adam omer shtei lashonos biyachad lo bekavana amrum. Says the Tosfos, you know what the machlokas here is about? Whether a person could say two different phrases, and do we assume that he had kavana to say both? The Tzadikama, the Benana says, yes, he had kavana to say both, but they're contradictory. No, he had kavana to say both, and the second one corrected the first one. But the Rabbanan say, no, lo b'kavana amrum, ela nisbalbel b'lashono. He's confused. Shelo ratza lomar, elo halashono echad, v'savar l'koflo kide l'chazek diburo. He wanted to emphasize what he said a second time, but instead he said something that was different than the first one. V'ashinui sheyatza mipiv, shelo midas haya, hilkach lo neida, leza lashon iskavit, o ala rishon, o ala achron. Says the Tosfos Rid, he was a confused man. Or at least maybe he wasn't confused, but the language that came out of his mouth was confusing. He wasn't sure, and therefore that is the machlokas. So it's according to Tosfos Rid, the machlokas tanaim here is about whether one, when we hear somebody say two contradictory phrases, do we assume he had kavana at both stages and he's chozerbo, or do we say that he was just confused and he meant to say A and instead he said B? So that is the Ritva's limitation and then the Tosfos Rid's limitation. But the Tosfos Rid brought up the sugya, as we know, of toch de dibur, which some achronim say plays a major role here. What is the machlokas? Another suggestion between the Tanaim here, according to our Gersa, Benanas and the Chachamim. So one of the Achronim, the Teferes Sion, suggests maybe the Machlokas is about the Sugya of Tokadei Dibur. Maybe that's the Machlokas between them. What do you mean? So we've discussed often, not for a while, how does one look at the Sugya of Tokadei Dibur? We know one is allowed to be Chozer Bo, right? Within the time it takes to say, Shalom Aleichem Rebbe, Shalom Aleichem Rebbe Umori. So one is allowed to be Chozer Bo. So why is that? So first machlokas is that a din d'oraisa or is that a din d'rabbanan? That's one machlokas. Rov Rishonim assume that's a din d'oraisa. Where do you see in the Gemara? So there's a shear is given, And maybe you'll say it sounds like a little bit, because the Gemara says, why are you allowed to be chozer bo? Because maybe I'll be doing a sale, my Rebbe will walk by, I'll have to say hello to my Rebbe, covered Rabbo, and if I know there's going to be a Bizayon, and then if I go say hello, and then I wanted to add on a Tanai, or be chozer bo from my sale, I have to be able to have the amount of time. So there are some Rishonim. Rabbeinu Tam says that Tok de Dibur is all a dindarabanan. Dindarabanan, that is what some Rishonim say. The Ramban. Ramban quotes Rabbeinu Tam. In later on, we'll get to this. The Toka de Dibur Kedibur Dami Takatahu de Tikin Rabbanan. Mishum Talmud Alokeach Mekach Upaga Barabo. Sheyuchal Litin Lo Shalom. Vehishru Midoseim Bechol Mili Bar Mihani. Okay, number one, that it is a din de Rabbanan. Rovi, you don't see that Beferish though in the Gemara. In the Gemara, it sounds like it's a din daraisa, right? You don't have the, even though you have the explanation of how long, but it is not mentioned, so therefore Mistama we would say is a din daraisa. So why is it a din daraisa? Is there a svara that we can explain uses din daraisa? So, pashtus, one might say, there are two ideas, pashtus, one might say it's zchus chazara. You have the chance to go back and, correct yourself. Really, the moment is done. But you're allowed to retract and go back and correct what you said. Right? Number one, what we call schus chazara. But there might be something deeper, and that's what we always mention, that the Gemara in Nedarim Daf Pei Zayin seems to say clearly it's something deeper. Because that's the Gemara about the mitzvah of kriya. As we've said, mitzvah doesn't mean something that we want to do. The mitzvah of kriya, rachmana litzlan, nobody ever wants to do. But one has to do it if one of his relatives died that one is chayav to do kriya for. So the Gemara there says, if somebody hears about a mace and they does kriya, then they're yotzei de kriya, yesh lo chola b'toch peso, to somebody who was sick in the house. Vinnis aleph, and the person fainted, or, you know, lost consciousness, or whatever it is, and ukimedume shemes, and they thought that he died. Vikara, and then they tarkach mace, right? And only after they tore kriya, right after that the person died. So there's a machlokas between two brises, whether you were yotzi de kriya or not yotzi de kriya. Ask the Gemara, how do you answer? Answer, lo shanu ala shemes la'achar kadei dibur. Aval bato kadei dibur, kadibur dami. Wow. If somebody does kriya after the person died, Batoka de dibur, you were yotze, your mitzvah of kriya. You can't, that has nothing to do with zechus chazara. Oh, I can be chozerbo? You're not being chozerbo from anything. You did an action, and then lachar, with the tok de dibur, the person died. So how exactly, what am I supposed to, so explain the achronim, explains of Shimon Shkup and others, but it's, the Gemara screams out this statement also. It's not just the achronim. It must be that it's not just a schus chazara, but it's how you look at halachic increments of time. How do you look at time? Halacha. You could look at time in terms of a second, in terms of a minute, in terms of an hour, in terms of a week, right? Halacha looks at time in different units for different things, right? Days, months, years, Shemitah cycles. How do you look at time? What's the minimum amount of time that one could look at? So, suggests maybe this Gemara, and the Achronim explain, Toka de Dibur. That is looked at one unit of time. So, if somebody's relative dies, and then after that they do the Kriya, that's still in the same unit of time, and therefore you yosei de kriya. Right? Nothing to do with the schus chazara. It's very hard to say in this Gemara that it's a takana derabanan. Takana derabanan, and therefore, unless you say it's a takana derabanan, and therefore that creates halachic increments of time, and then, that's why I won't be able to do it. Maybe, but it's a little more difficult. That is the, those are the two, understandings of the understandings of Toka de Dibur. So it suggests one of the Achronim. So maybe that's what the Machlokas here is also, about our Mishnah. The Tiferes Sion, as he quoted here in the Birei Adaf. Benana Sover, Shatamu, Mebnei Sheteva, Ha'adam, Shechozerbo, Bidvarav, Toka de Dibur. People are Chozerbo. You have to give him a Schus Chazara. And therefore, Tfos, Lashon Achron. That's our Mishnah. And therefore, the latter lashon is mevatel the earlier lashon. V'chachamim savru, but the chachamim hold shachazara toka de dibur eina meikar adin el mishum takanas chachamim kedei shem talmud yikre is a davar tinder amanan. The takanas utignu rak lemisha omer mefurash shachazar bo. Avol misha omer stam shteil lashonos ein svar lomar shachazar bo. Ela kavanos hashid v'su shneim eiza shetia yoser noe avuro. Right? If you say it's a din d'rabbanan, maybe it cannot be extended. In this case, it's not explicit, we don't know. That is one suggestion. It's a din d'rabbanan or a din d'araisa. There is also an amazing discussion there, in Nedarim, and we're gonna have this later on. We'll mention it now, but Hashem will have it in, I think it's Kuf Chav Tes, Kuf Lamed, later on here. Again, a major, Tok De Dibur Sugiyas, one of the Sugiyas right here. Yeah, Kuf Chav Tes Mabez, going over to Kuf Lamed Abad Aleph. The Gemara lists off the exceptions to the rule of Tok De Dibur. The Hilchasa, Romans Be'at Bezram, Yesh Nochlin. This is the only Masechta in Shas that has two Prakim that are each 30 blot. Right, the third parak and the eighth parak in Balabasra. So the in Yesh Nochlin, the Hilchasa, Kol Toka De Dibur, Kedibur Dami, Levar, Me'avodas Kochavim, Vikidushin. Avodah Zarah and marriage. Those are the only two exceptions to the rule, says the Gemara in Bava Basra. If you look in Nedarim Pei Zayin, it puts four exceptions to the rule. That's interesting. Why are there four there? But it could be just those are Shtayim Shehein Arba. Those are two listed in Bava Basra, according to our Girsa, but the other ones are related. Because there in Nedarim, Chutz mi Megadif, vi Oved Avodas Kochavim, u-Mekadesh, u-Megarish. It's not only marriage, but divorce, so maybe those two go together. And Avodah Zarah and Megadeth, cursing God, Chas V'Shalom, so that is the, those are the four exceptions to the rule. Why are there exceptions to the rule here? So there, if you say it's a Din D'Rabbanan, it's easier. Because the Rabbanan can make up whatever rules they want. They can say that there are exceptions to the rule, right? We're not gonna give you the chance to undo it if you say Haram Mekudeshesli. Don't joke around when you say Haram Mekudeshesli. Don't joke around by Avodah Zarah. But if it's a Daraisa level, so then it's a little more tricky. How exactly do we have exceptions to the rule if we look at it in halakha increments of time? So that again is the Ran there in the Daran Pei Zayin. The Ran says there, Velo Yadana, Maishnahani, Uminaluhul Rabbanan Achi. How do we know? How do we have a Misora that there is something different about, these two or four categories? Says the Ran, the Nira Be'enai, the Bishar Mili Delo Chamiri Kulehai. Kisha Adam Osa Otam, Lo Bigmar Daito Hu Osa. Ela Daito Shiaholachzer Botoka de Dibor. We don't take things so seriously. You know, we take things, we're serious about certain, items, but certain areas of halacha we don't take so seriously. And therefore, Chazal or the Torah gives us, you know, you look at it as halacha gigermans, it could be Chozerbo, Avalhani, don't joke around by Avodah Zarah. Don't joke around, or people don't, we assume. Avalhani, kiven de chamiri kulehai, since these are so stringent, ein adam ose osam ella bahaskama gemura. Right, people only do this with full das. Umishimhachi chazara afilotoka de dibur, lo mahani. It's not gonna help. That's the Ran. These are very serious halachic context, and therefore one wouldn't, joke around, and therefore they don't have the, ability to, be chozerbo. Even if one person doesn't joke around. Right, but still, that's the umdana that we say. There is a discussion, one other exception to the rule. What about hektish? That's the Rambam has that discussion. Do we say hektish could be chozer if I'm makdish something? Could be chozer b'otok de dibur? If we say yes, then where is that in the Gemara? Then this would go on the list of the comparisons between kiddushin and hektish. Right, we've had a number of those in the sugyas of hektish, starting with kiddushin da beis. Aser akuli alma kehektish. Right, but then this would go on that list of being included in that parallel. Okay, let's continue. Says the Gemara now. We just had the first line that chokin alav chaver va benanas, and we had the discussion of toka de dibur. My kamash malantanina. One second. So haven't we learned this? So what's the chiddush to say that most argue? Rav says that most argue on benanas and hold that you are. Instead of going after the last lashon, so my kavash latanina, ma'isa b'tzipori. We're gonna have a couple of cases here. The Gemara is gonna talk about ma'isa b'tzipori be'echad shesachar merchatz mechavero b'shteva sozuvim lashana dinar zahav lachodesh. So I rented a berachatz, I rented a bathhouse, and if it was 12 gold coins for the year, one gold coin per month. So it's fine. That wouldn't be a problem until they were ma'abed the shana. So they added on a month to the year, and now what? So if you go by the first phrase, then it's 12 gold coins for the year. If you go by the second phrase, it's one gold coin per month. So which one is it? Uba, Maisel, Lefnei Rabbi Shimon Gamliel, Lefnei Rabbi Yossi, Rabbi Shimon Gamliel, Rabbi Yossi, had this psak, the Amru, Yachlok, was Chodesh Ibur. They said split it. Split it. Again, why would you split it? Because we don't know. Mamman Hamuda Beslavik is Chokin. We don't know if he's obligated to pay, this extra for the extra month. So we say, you know what, split it, pay half of it. So again, so you see Beferis. So what do you need Rav to tell me? Chokno of Chaver Vabinanas, right? We learned that already here in the Mishnah in Maseches Bava Metzia. So why do you need it for? Tosfos parenthetically here discusses, the Shita of Rabbi Yossi, you find in various places in Shas, is not so clear. Right? Here it's Mashma that Rabbi Yossi holds Safik. Mamana Mutta Besafik is Cholkin. If you look elsewhere, there are other sugyas that he holds otherwise, but that's within Shitas Rabbi Yossi. So the Gemara says, right, what's the chiddush of Rav? So the Gemara answers, E mehasam, if you say from there, that the Rambam Kinyan, E mehasam, hava amina, hasam hudigla meimar, meheder kahadar bay. Over there, by the months, there you could say that maybe he's being chozer bo, vigla meimar, perushika mafarish, or you could say he's explaining himself. There, is it so contradictory? Maybe he's just explaining. 12 gold coins for the year, 1 gold coin per month. Maybe he's just explaining. And therefore, that's why we would go by, you know, the Lashon Achron. Because he's explaining what he meant. I mean, for the year, if there are 12 months. If there's more than 12 months, then it'll be more than 12 gold coins. There, maybe not. Maybe he's being Choserbo. I'm not sure. Aval Hacha, why? Because those two can go together. It's not so contradictory. Pay me 12 for the year and 1 per month, right? If there's no Chodesh Ibur, then there wouldn't be any problem, right? It's only because there was a month added on. So there, maybe we would say that we're not sure. Aval hacha tevadei kahadar bei, but over here where there are contradictory statements, so maybe for sure we would say, emalo, for sure, maybe chaverim would agree with benanas. Maybe we'd for sure go with the second lashon because those two statements cannot live together. You can't say, I'll sell you the base, the amount, mida b'chavel, and hein chatzar hein yeser. Those are contradictory. So maybe there we would say automatically, for sure, tvos lashon achron, emalo, kamash v'lan, we don't say that. Kamash v'lan, we say that. No, also over there, that's the chiddush of Rav, that even here we would say, mamon, hamutu b'safek is chalkin. Good. Adding on a month, Bezdin did this through the mitzvah, as we know, of Kiddush HaChodesh. They have the ability to add on a month, and that is what is within their power. Two issues. The Ran, there in the Durham, where this comes up, this discussion of the month, are they on Rosh Hashanah? When did they make this deal? So the Ran assumes it's any time during the year. We'll get to more specifics in the Gemara. But the Ran has a machlokes with himself and with Rashba, and he argues on the Rashba whether it's Dafka Omid al Rosh Hashanah, when you make this deal. But the Rambam has an important lashon, about Kiddush HaChodesh in general. I think we've mentioned this in a long time. The Rambam obviously counts the mitzvah of Kiddush HaChodesh. That's the first mitzvah that we were given nationally as a people. HaChodesh HaZalachem, one of the most basic defining mitzvahs of setting the Jewish calendar. The Rambam in mitzvah Kufnun Gimel discusses in a lengthy way, Shetzivanu Yisparach Lakadish Chadashim Alachashiv Chadashim Mishanim V'zui mitzvahs Kiddush HaChodesh V'omer Yis'al HaChodesh Alachem Rosh Chadashim U'ba Pirish Eid Zu Te Mesur Alachem Klomar Mitzvah Zu Eina Mesur Alachodesh V'ish Kamo Shabbos Gracious. Right, this mitzvah of Kiddush HaChodesh is not like Shabbos, which is given, shakol ish yimne, sheishas yamim, the yishbos bishvi. It's a mitzvah to set the weekly calendar. That's on each person. To count the weekly calendar. Ashak shetira el, kol ish veish, halavana, sheikva hayom, ahu rosh chodesh. No, it's not that when everybody sees the new moon, they're going to be koher rosh chodesh. It's a mitzvah on bezdin. Lo yasa osa la olam zulas, bezdin hagodo levad, ubeeret yisrael levad. Velachin bala hariyet slainu hayom, beheder bezdin hagodo. Right, Bezdin HaGadol is not here, so therefore we don't have this anymore. Now we do what's called Kiddush Al Pi Cheshbon, no longer Kiddush Al Pi Re'iya. We don't go by seeing the moon, but it's already Mechushav from a long time ago. And then the Rambam adds, Veda, Sha'cheshbon hazeh sheninu oso hayom, v'neida bo rashi hachadashim v'hamoadim, i'efshar la'aso ela be'eretz Yisrael levad. Even the Cheshbon that we do today is because and flows from Eretz Yisrael. This is one of the examples, as we'll see. There are 5 or 6 or 7 mitzvot that, besides the Ramban and the Parshas Achrayimos, which says every mitzvah has significance in Eretz Yisrael, more. But there are certain mitzvot that are totally on Eretz Yisrael, even not mitzvot atuliyas ba'aretz. Right? Nothing to do with Yishuv Eretz Yisrael or a hashkafic magic, as the Ramban is talking about. The mitzvah of Par Helam Davar Shel Tzibur. Most of the Jews follow Bezdin and do an Avir B'Shogeg. You go by the Jews in Eretz Yisrael. That has nothing to do with the mitzvos Hatzlius Paaretz. So this is another one. Says the Rambam, Ef shel asos el Eretz Yisrael levad el beis atzarech ubehedr chacham Eretz Yisrael oz of shel lebez. If they were nismach, kamo sha'asa Rabbi Akiva, as the Gemara says at the end of Brachos. But then the Rambam says, Upekan shorish gadol ma'od misharshei ha'emuna. Wow, with that introduction, I'm about to tell you a yesod gadol in emuna. Right, we don't have that lashon that often in the Rambam. Lo yad ehu v'lo yizbonein bimkomo elamisha daito amuka. You're not going to understand this unless you focus on it, says the Rambam. V'zeh, shehe yoseinu hayom b'chutz la'aretz. Today, we are in Egypt, says the Rambam. Or we are in Fez, wherever we are, when the Rambam wrote this. Shehe yoseinu hayom b'chutz la'aretz. Monim meleches ha'ibur shebiyadeinu. V'omrim shezeh hayom rosh chodesh. V'zeh hayom yomtif. When we keep the calendar nowadays, says the Rambam, lo mipnei cheshboneinu nikve'ehu yomtif b'shum panim. It's not because of our calculation. It's because when we had a Bezen HaGadol thousands of years ago, they already set the calendar. But the root, the halachic mechayev, the halachic generator of our calendar, is the Bezen HaGadol in Eretz Yisrael. Because they said it. Whether they did it by calculation, like now, or by re'iyah. V'chulu v'chulu. And then the Rambam says, Aval cheshboneinu hu l'giluye milsa, v'havein zeh ma'od. Understand this, says the Rambam. Number one is all tali on the Chabez and Agadol. And then the Rambam says, V'ani Yosef l'chabiyur. And then I'm going to add something to that explanation. Ilu efshar derech mashal, shebnei Eretz Yisrael ye'adru me'Eretz Yisrael. If one can imagine that there would be no Jews in Eretz Yisrael, and then the Rambam has a phrase. Every word of the Rambam is measured and exact. The Rambam has a phrase, Chalila lakel me'asos zos, ki hu yiftiach shal yimache osos ha'uma mikol v'chol. Chas v'shalom that Hashem should do this, because he already promised it will never happen. But if you would say that there will be no Jews in Eretz Yisrael, v'lo yiyeh sham bezem, v'lo yiyeh b'chutz la'aretz, bezem shedizach v'aretz, hine cheshboneinu zeh lo yo'ilanu oz klum b'shum panim. If there are no Jews in Eretz Yisrael representing the Bezen HaGadol from Eretz Yisrael, our whole calendar would fall apart. The pasuk from the beginning of Yeshayahu says the Rambam, if there are no Jews in Eretz Yisrael, the whole calendar falls apart. Because the Jews in Eretz Yisrael are the representatives of the Sanhedrin HaGadol going centuries back for the calendar. And the calendar goes by the Bezen HaGadol in Eretz Yisrael in Yerushalayim. That's the Rambam. So that's a crucial halacha, which the Ramban deals with also. But what's interesting, and this is what the Sama Achronim pick up on, is the Rambam's extra phrase here. The Rambam says, if there wouldn't be any Jews in Eretz Yisrael, then the whole thing would fall apart. He doesn't just say that. If there wouldn't be any Jews in Eretz Yisrael, Chalila lakel me'asosos, ki hu yiftiach le'imach chas v'shalom, Hashem already promised it would never happen. The Rambam's writing a halachic work here. What just happened? That he says, "Lu yitzuri." If it would ever happen, so the Eim Avanim Smecha Rav Techtel writes in his book, he says, because the Rambam realizes that it's impossible. The Rambam, when he wrote this, he quotes the Rambam verbatim, and he says, "You see from the Hamayin Bidvarav ki Hamila Mimilas Chalila on Mikol V'chol." That extra phrase, "Einam Shayachim Klal," on page Kufnun Gimel, "Einam Shayachim Klal LeEtzem HaInyan Shemadaber Bimenu." He could have left that phrase out, and we would have understood the Sefer Mitzvahs perfectly. V'Hayadai B'Kaso Ilu Hinach B'Derech Mashal Shebreis Eretz Yisrael Yadru BeEretz Yisrael Leisham Besin Cheshboneinu Zelo Yilin Klum. So what did he add in that phrase? Because he said that phrase, ye adru me'Eretz Yisrael, because he said the phrase of Jews not being in Eretz Yisrael, naso kimat achor midvarav. He jumped back and he started like shaking. Mipnei yiras Hashem achofefes al tzadiko shel olam zeh. Vehishta'er mimora mipachar Hashem. Kimoshi kimisha mazgir letachlis varav eze inya nora o milo nora. He said something jarring. He said something so tragic and so difficult to even say. Vinishar nabar nafshenu hecharama machaz tosea. The Rambam's hair jumped. And we don't care. We think Jews in Eretz Yisrael, not in Eretz Yisrael, says the Eim Avanim Smecha. obviously in part of his lashon. So he says, we have to realize, he continues, Vataimu ki Eretz Yisrael hu leva uma, ume melech shelo yiu Yisrael be'Eretz Yisrael, havo kenito halev ubatla kalachiyus. It's the heart. So if there are no Jews in Eretz Yisrael, then the heart stops beating, the person's dead. That's why the Rambam couldn't even get the words out of his mouth, and when he got the word out of his mouth, he has to say, Chalila chas v'shalom 10 times over. That's the Rambam. It was an emotional moment in the Rambam's writing of Sefer HaMitzvahs, and he had to get that out. But that's all part of the mitzvah of Kiddush HaChodesh, which is the topic here of our Gemara. So again, back to our Gemara. So we just asked, what's the difference between our case and the case of the months, right, paying the gold coins? So over there, it could have been interpreted as of explaining. Our Mishnah, though, it was definitely contradictory. And that's why the Rav had to be Mechadish in our Mishnah, too. Vayter in the Gemara now. Middle of the Amud. Amar of Yehuda Mashmuel. Zu divrei benanas. This is all benanas and shizah. Ava chachamim amar. The chacham say a third idea. Not cholkin. Not tfos lashon achron. But halach achar. Pachos shebelashonos. You go after the least of the lashonos. What does that mean? That basically means muchsak. You go after who is muchsak. The least of the Lashonah. So who is the muchsak? So the Rashbam says, it's pachos for the buyer. Because the seller is the one that's muchsak. You're not sure if the seller sold it. You're not sure if he sold it. So the seller keeps it unless you know otherwise. Right? The mocher is the muchsak. That's the Rashbam's Lashon in the middle of the medium lines. Shemafchis kocho shel lokeach. V'yad ha-mocher shu muchsak b'karka shelo al ha-elyona. The muchsak, that's what it means, pachos shebile shonos. The Rambam and the Ravid also mentions, the Rambam agrees with this, that the kone is the one that has yado al ha-tachtona, but the Ravid is machali. The Ravid says, well, it depends if he paid yet or not. Did the buyer pay yet or not? If the buyer did not pay, then he's the muchsak in the kesef. So why should you go by the muchsak of the karka? The Ravid says only if he gave the money, then it's totally muchsak of the seller. But if he did not pay the money yet, then he would also have rights. That's the Rambam in Hilchos Mechira, Perach Chavches, Pasuk Halacha Yud Aleph. The Rambam and the Ravid. The Rambam says that hechzik la homel chaver beis korvani mochel chamida bechel bein chazir ben yaser vechulu holach achra pachol shebol shonos vein lo ala kedin em chazir em yaser says the Ravid lo yadati mahuze ki apachol shebol shonos kula hu lenitva vim nasan maos halokeach hu atoveya vim lo nasan maos valokeach machzik vahamocher toveya maos yaserim hu atoveya Upamim shachisur kula ochumra lenitva v'chena yaser. The Ravid says, I don't know why the Rambam didn't make the distinction, but that's the Ravid's distinction. Okay, says the Gemara, zu v'lo svir alei. Back to the Gemara. So one second, Shmuel says these are the words of Benanas, but the Chacham argue, which makes it sound like Shmuel argues. Or this type of lashon makes it sound like Shmuel. Oh, this is Benanas, but the rabbis say otherwise. So Shmuel sounds like he holds like the rabbis. So Shmuel doesn't hold the Benanas. He does not hold of tfos lashon achron. We have a third. Another context. We had this before. If somebody says, I'm selling you a kur for 30, so then it's one package deal. And therefore, until the sa'achrona, right, then you could be chozerbo. Because it just says, kur b'shloshim. But if the lashon is added, kur b'shloshim, sa'a b'sela, ani mocher lecha, you specify each and every increment, then risha risha kana. Then each one is nikness. So what do you see from that second lashon? Tos lashon achron. Each one is sold separately. And this is Shmuel talking. So how could Shmuel say that we argue with Benanas? It sounds like from here he agrees with Benanas. Sounds like Tos Lashon Achron. Answer, Elazu, the Svirale. You're right, we misunderstood when he said, Zu Divrei Benanas, but the Chachamim argue, doesn't mean he holds like that Chachamim. Right, he holds also like Benanas, Zu, the Svirale. Fine. Says the Gemara, Mi Svirale. Really, does it really hold of Benanas? The Amar Shmuel. But one second. Shmuel made a comment about the above case. About the case where 12 gold coins for the year, one per month. So about that case, Shmuel was mokim it as biba be'emsa hachodesh askinan. It's talking about a case. You know why you split it there? Because they're on the 15th of the month. And they're not sure now if the socher has to pay for the second half of the month. That's where the Gemara says that you have to split it. Aval Shmuel says, ba betchilas hachodesh, but if it's the first day of the month and you're trying to figure out who has to pay, whether he has to pay or not, kula maskir, then the maskir is the muchsak. and he's the one, then he, and you want to stay here? You have to pay me everything. You have to pay me for that, an extra gold coin for that month. Why? Kula maskir? Because at that stage, the first day of the month, the maskir is considered the muksak. The muksak, he's muksak in the house. You didn't live here yet. I'm the muksak in the apartment. You have to pay me. But sof achodesh, if it's the last day of the month, the socher has already lived in the house. And now the question is whether he has to pay or not. Kula the socher. Then the socher is the muksak in the money. And therefore he does not have to pay. So what do you see from there? Shmuel Zukimta shows us that he does not hold like Ben Anas. Right? He holds that you go by the Muksak. He holds like this third day of Holach Achar Pachas Sheba Lashonos. So we have a steer in Shmuel. Right? So how exactly are we supposed to understand this? That's the Chilek. The Achronim also discuss here what is why do you switch? Why do you say at the beginning it's Muksak to one and Muksak to the other? Right? The Rebbe Chanan writes in one place, She'ein lahakshos, she'akarka b'cheskas ha'soker, she'hu yoshe b'ka'es, fa'asavik im yotze me'reshuso achshav, b'chodesh ha'shlosha asar. Right, Rebbe Chanan says, what do we say? If you're on the first day of the month, so then it's muksak to the maskir. Is that really true? I've been living here for a year. So you're the muksak. I'm still here. I have all my stuff in here. So Rebbe Chanan says, it's interesting that the Gemara assumes that the maskir is the one that is muksak, according to the Rashbam's explanation of the Gemara, right? The maskir is the muksak on the first day of the month where the socher has been living here for a year. Maybe it's how you look at schiros. How do you look at schiros? Is it mine that I'm lending you in, or, right? And there are many different, sugyas. Hilchas mezuzah. Is that proof to show who's muksak or not? Hilchas chametz. The Gemara compares those two, in the beginning of Psachim. Here, about who's the muksak. So Rabbi Chanan said it's interesting that the Gemara assumes that the maskir is muksak, right, when the 13th month is about to start, after a year of having not lived there in the apartment. Okay, that's just a ha'ara. But anyway, the Gemara is up to a problem, right? Shmuel holds, from this last explanation, Shmuel says about the gold coins case that you go by Muksak, but he also holds that Ben Anas. The Gemara says, El la'olam zu velo sfirale. Go back before. No, zu velo sfirale, meaning he does not hold like Ben Anas, right? He holds that you go by Muksakis. What was our problem? Our problem was the phrase of kur bishloshim sa'a b'sela ani mocher lecha. There he said, if it's kur bishloshim, then it's one unit, it's one package. If he adds on sa'a b'sela, then he can be chozer each time. Doesn't that sound like you go after the lashon achron? So Gemara says, no, there's a way to explain it. V'ha sometime am I, why over there by the merchatz is there a chilek between, let's say, the first day of the month and the last day of the month? Am I mishum the toughest? Because there's tfisa that you go by muchzak. So Achanami had the toughest. Maybe the reason that he says that by the kur sabisela, that's a case of tfisa. He was already toface the and therefore that's why he doesn't have to you go by the muksak, and in that case you go by lashon achron because that fits in if he was toface in that case. Okay, it's a rukimta, period. The Ritva adds and asks, why are you able to be toface? If you have a suffix in din and then you does tfisa work? Right, that's called Takfa Kohen, right? That's what the sugi in beginning of Masechet Bava Metzia. There's a suffik bechor, right? I'm not sure. I have an animal. I'm not sure if it's a bechor or not, right? Maybe I'm not sure. Two animals came out at the exact same moment. Assuming Efshel Etzam same. I'm not sure if it was the female or the male. So Takfa Kohen, there's a sugi there, but we hold Ein Mosi and Miyado. So ask the Ritva, why would Tfisa work here? The Kashale Kiva Desvekahu Amay Mahanya Tfisa Afila Below Edim. Why would it work here? So why would tfisa work? And we're saying, oh, he was tofes. That's why Shmuel says what he says in that case. In the case of sa'a b'sela, ani mocher lecha. Right? So, v'yeshlom adachi perusho. Mishum detafas birshus. Ki amocher hinichu b'kelov gam hiniach lazela dur b'merchatz lo iro lovad achshav. This isn't a case where I didn't give you anything. I have an animal. And you're going to go and grab it. No, this is a case where we're already doing a deal. I'm selling you something. I'm already allowing you. That's different. So there, tfisa has more power. Even if it's a doubt exactly how much, says the Ritva, it would have more power in that case because you gave rishus. Or another way of understanding it, if you look back for a moment, on the bottom of Amud Aleph, Tosa says, maybe here is different. Because why didn't you come earlier? The Yesh Lomar, look a couple of the lines towards the before the end of Tosfos. V'yesh lomar tibishmaitz and haynu time b'tchi lo ba atzof achodesh damrinan oduyehu da odile lefiha kulo lesocher aval ba beemtza achodesh nira deloshay kolkach oduye odi al chatzi achodesh. If somebody waits to the end of the month, in that case, maybe that could be a difference, because why'd you wait? Why'd you wait? You didn't wait. You didn't say anything until now, so it must be shika kohoda. It must be maybe you're allowing me. Right? Why don't you why don't you say something earlier? Right? That is the that might be again, the Rishonim here are bothered why certain cases Tfisa works, Tfisa doesn't work. That's what Tosfos suggests. Interesting lashon that we don't shtika kohoda, baba kama, that sugya of not saying anything is a hoda, is like admitting, doesn't mean it's a vadai. Tosfos says it doesn't mean it's a vadai. Tosfos in Yevamos, the beginning of the tenth parak, beginning of Aisha Rabbah, the Gemara there discusses, where does Shtika Kohoda come up? Two of them come and say to me, oh, you ate a piece of trade, you're chayav a karban. I don't say a word. Am I chayav a karban? Shtika Kohoda. I could have said I did a b'mezid, I'm not chayav a karban. That's the sugya discuss of Shtika Kohoda. So Tosfos there says, peches laman aleph, tekiva deshasik nirolo emes, v'yodea ksas, sheyesh raglayim ledavar. Because you were quiet and you didn't argue, mistama, it looks like you're agreeing, and there's what we call raglayim ledavar. Avaleka lemeimar hoda amamish sheodeya vade shekenu shekivashu so shosei. It's not a din vadai. So din mistama. So doing good. So is that going to be enough to be mechayev a karban? Right. You might need more for that. Where's the source in Shas for Shikoda? I mean, that's discussed there in Yevamos, but it's also the Nemuki Yosef says in Baba Kama, there's a story. There's a story there in Baba Kama about rabbis, about a certain psak or not, right? About shaman or ain't shaman, which we've discussed in the past. So the Gemara there says, from the fact that he was quiet, it must be that that's what we hold. The Nemuki Yosef right here, Baba Kama Yod Aleph, Mikan Amrinan Shikoda. From here, you see that you hold of Shika Koda. Right? It's in the sugya. He says, Adarabba, mita ami le Rav Kahana, Ravasi, the Rav, Dina Hachi, Vishasik, Shmamino, Shamin Itmar. So you were medayik from the fact that he was shosik. So that's what the Muki Yosef says. Oh, it must be that we say Shtika, Keho, Kahoda in that case. Okay, we continue. Says the Gemara now. Second line. Amar Avunama Amri Be Rav Istira Meyamai Meyamai. Meyamai Istira Istira. So Rav, Huna in the name, seems to say in the name of Rav that you go by Tfos Lashon Achron, right? Because if you're gonna the deal is in Istira Meyamai, then it depends on whatever you say second. Meyamai or Istira. So Gemara says, Maikamashbal and Tfos Lashon Achron. Ha Amar Rav Chadazimna. But Rav already said that. To Amar Rav, I Havoya. So if I would have been there in the case of the gold coins, Havi Himna Kula the Maskir. I would have given it all to the maskir. Why? Because that's the second phrase he uses. He says, a gold coin per month. So you already know Rav holds Tfos Lashon Achron. So what's the chiddush? So the Gemara says, Mahu detema pirushe kamafarish. You might have said that there, it's not a general rule of Tfos Lashon Achron. He's just explaining himself, right? 12 for the year, one per month. So that doesn't prove to me that you go Tfos Lashon Achron. That's just, he's explaining himself. Kamash Bulan, Rav Shita, is that you go by Tfos Lashon Achron. That is Rafuda. So, Lomaskana, the Gemara does not have clear, you know, what do we paskin? Do we paskin Muchsak? Do we paskin Tfos Lashon Achron? It is not clear. Tosfos earlier, Tosfos back on the Samach Beis Amid Beis, quoted this Gemara and says, oh, it is a Sfeika Dedina. The Suffolk in Din, we don't know. Tosfos there is giving an example of a Suffolk in Din, and that's what Tosfos, the beginning of Tosfos Itmar, on Samach Beis Mabeis, calls this a Sveika Dedina. If you look in the Mishnah Lamelech, in Hilchas Chirus, Perek Zayin, he calls this a Suffolk in Mitzius. It's not a Suffolk in Din. Suffolk, you're not sure what the person meant. Suffolk in Mitzius. Right? And there could be differences between a Suffolk in Mitzius and a Suffolk in Din in terms of Psak. Right, are you automatically machmir or mekel? Right, what do you say by a sveika dedina versus a suffik in mitzias? What would tfisa work? We were just speaking about tfisa by a suffik in din. So would tfisa work by a sveika dedina? So the Maharik has a tshuva where he writes that tfisa would work by a suffik in din in the Gemara. If there's a teku or there's a machlokas, but a machlokas a poskim after the Gemara or a sveika dedina that is not mentioned in Shas, then tfisa would work, right? But it's always a question. Even if you have a suffik, is it called a suffik a din or a suffik a mitzvah? Give me another example. Where there's a machlokas about what type of suffik it is. Benash mashos. Right? It's been a while. Benash mashos. Suffik laila, suffik yom. So what is that? What do we mean by Savig Lila Savig Yom? So we have to be Machmir for Shabbos, right? Beginning and end of Shabbos. But how do we look at Ben Hashmasha? So the simple understanding is that it's a day out. Savig. Savig Yom, Savig Lila, and therefore we theoretically Hashem knows exactly when the Yom finishes and when the Lila starts, but we don't, and therefore we have to be Machmir. Right, that's what the Rashi quotes in Parshas Bereishis on Vayechulu. Right, we have to have Tosefa Shabbos. Quotes, I think, in the Medrash from the name of Rav Shimon Vayechai. Right, the Medrash that we don't know, and therefore we have to be Mosif. But HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Vayechalukim Vayom HaShvi. Right, that second Hashem finished, he didn't have to be Mosif. So it sounds like it's Ben Hashvash is just a din of Chumrah. But there is a Ritva. The Ritva in Meseches Yuma. The Ritva in Yuma says that is what we would call a din, the Ritva and Yuma, a suffik, a din vadai. What does that mean, a din vadai? It's vadai a suffik. What does that mean? HaKadosh Baruch Hu created Ben Hashmashos what did we just say up until now? It's a suffik in Metzius. You don't know. You don't know if it's nighttime or if it's daytime. That's how we see it. But the way the Ritva understands it, the Ritva in Yuma on Daf, Mem Zayinam Ebeiz, the Ritva says there, I just read the Lashon, the Ritva says, I could just find it here. The Efter Dachi Kamar, Beina Beinayim Safik, Lefishu Nidon, Kibifnim Kibachutz, Kisafik Beina Shmashos, Sheyesh Bo Min Hayom, U Min Halayla. It's like Safik Beina Shmashos, which has some elements of both. The Ritva's not saying you're not sure when it finishes and when it starts. No, it's Vadai Beina Shmashos. And it's a time period that has elements of both. It's a Sveika de, it's not Safik Metzius, we know exactly what it is. It's more like a suffix in din, meaning how do you treat this? It has elements of both, and the question is how you deal with it. Rav Soloveitchik expands upon this in the Rishima Shiurim on Masechta Sukkah, on page Nun Dalet and Nun Hey, and he brings other rayas also to this regard, to suffix Ben Hashmashos. He quotes, right, Dam Nifsal B'Shkiya Sachama, for example, Shkiya. Dam becomes possible in Shkiya Sachama. So the Gemara says, in Zvachim Nun Vav, that right by Shkiya, the Dam becomes possible. What do you mean the Dam becomes possible? You're not sure if Dam becomes it's Ben Hashmashos. So you're not sure whether it's not, maybe it's still daytime. Why do you have to say Vadei is possible? No, it sounds like certain halachos, you can't even allow to get into the state of Ben Hashmashos, which has elements of both. And that's why it will be Nifsal right away. Yotzei Shebishkiya Sachama Kayemes Kfar Chaloshem Laila. Chalos Laila Zu Poseles Ezdam Hakarban. And therefore, Yitachin, it's possible that you wouldn't apply the normal principles of Safik Rabban al-Kula, Safik Rabban al-Khumra in this case. That's what he started off. That by Safik Ben Hashmashos, you don't say Safik Rabban al-Kula. Right? That's what he mentioned by Hilchos Shabbos. Valeinu Lavin, Lama Lo Yutru Kulam, Mishum Sveika Rabban al-Kula. Muchach Shebesafik Shal Ben Hashmashos, Lo Chal HaKlal Shebesafik Rabban al-Kula. Why? Because, quotes the Ritva here in Maseches Yuma, that it's not exactly Safik Rabban al-Kula in the normal way. It's not a regular Safik. It's a din, vadai, that it has both elements in it. And therefore, it's a Safik in din, not a Safik in Metzius, and therefore we'd have to treat it differently. So that's similar to what the Achronim say on our Gemara, or the Rishonim already, whether Lamaskana, Tfos Lashon Achron, or Muchzakis, Pachas Sheba Lashonos. What do you go by? That's a machlokes, how to understand it. Okay, we'll have to stop here. By the Kamash Balam, B'nai Hashem, we'll pick up tomorrow, B'nai Hashem, with the next Mishnah, as we continue with 2.5 lot left, 2 and a little lot left to base core.